You hear about outsourcing in the United States all the time. Actually, you hear about outsourcing out of the United States all the time. And what that means is that you take a job that was previously done here. Let's say it was a job in the auto industry. And you move it into a country where the labor is going to be far cheaper. And what you're able to do is to still make a profit because you're paying unskilled workers a far lower wage than you would pay unskilled workers in the United States. The reason, in part, that you're able to pull that off is because the infrastructure of third world countries has improved so much in the past couple decades. We've become a flat world. We've become a globalized economy. With technology, we're able to reach into impoverished areas. We're able to now have roads, cell phone technology, internet technology, shipping. We're able to have these infrastructures are becoming more and more sound in the third world. So it isn't such a big risk for a business to go into a third world, to find that cheap labor and set up shop and actually create the project there. Before, business had to say, okay, they have to weigh the pros and cons. We have the pro of going into China and getting cheap labor, or we have the pros of going into Vietnam and finding cheap labor. But the roads are so bad, and the technology is so bad, and the ability to communicate or to ship products is so bad that you lose any advantages that you have in the labor market. So this advancement of infrastructure in the third world is really drawing a lot of businesses to outsource more to the third world because the risk isn't as great. Now, the outsourcing itself is really, it takes the job and it moves the job into a third world country that will pay cents on the dollar for the unskilled labor that is being used to create a product. In the United States, all first world countries are hurting from outsourcing. Europe outsources to regions in Eastern Europe. The United States outsources into Mexico and overseas. Businesses move to places where they can pay workers less money, have less regulations environmentally and for safety reasons. Consequently, they can make a bigger profit. What are the pluses of that? The pluses are that prices remain relatively low. You can still get an Apple computer cheap, relatively cheap. It keeps all sorts of products cheap. I mean, we're able to get these things, and we're able to get lots of things, and we're able to get them cheap. All you got to do is look at the tag, made in China, made in China, made in China. Stuff is inexpensive, and that's what we want. As Americans, we value low prices over everything else. We're consumers. The negatives are that by outsourcing, one, you're losing jobs in the first world. You're losing jobs in the United States. Unskilled labor is leaving, and so people are unemployed. Two, the place where the unskilled labor is being picked up doesn't have the regulations that they do in the first world. So maybe the environment is being abused, or maybe the workers themselves are being abused. While they are building a middle class, they are also at the same time taking the risk that the United States workers took at the turn of the 1900s, when Ellis Island was pouring unskilled labor into the United States, and people were falling into the sausage grinder, and the sausage grinder just kept on grinding. You would finally have Italian sausage. There's pluses and minuses to all of this. Infrastructure helps to make it possible. Outsourcing helps to build middle class and helps to bring nations out of poverty around the world. But it also creates a lot of unemployment in the first world and in the third world. Despite the raise in standards of living, it also can create an enormous amount of environmental problems and worker safety conditions.